Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in with Key. And this is right now, this moment right here, special moment for the show as the news breaking yesterday. Mike Krzyzewski, the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball history, Blue Devils winning 5 national championships in his 41 seasons, announcing he will retire after the coming 2021-22 season. Coach K joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And also, we had to, if we have Coach K, we had one of his great players, Jay Will, who's part of this show, won one of those national championships in 2001, also stepping in today as well. Gentlemen, good morning. Jay, I will let you take it from here with your coach.
Thanks, Alan. Coach, I always imagined this day coming that it was going to be daunting. It was going to be a heavy day. But yet over the last day or so, even before we came on the show, hearing you talk, there seems to be a level of excitement about what's next. Right. You continue to provide perspective on that. Is that how you're feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm very excited. One, I'm still going to coach next season. And you know, when Mickey, my wife, and I made the decision to retire at the end of the season, we wanted to make it now so there would be a runway for the new coach. John Shire will be announced today, and also where they could recruit. They could recruit the next class because I wouldn't be coaching the next class. And so I'm excited because I still have the 1 year left. And look, I've been. Like an incredibly lucky guy, and you play all those highlights and whatever. It's exciting just to, you know, look back and celebrate those things and celebrate you guys, all the great guys I've had play for me.
Coach, when did you and Mickey come to this ultimate decision that this was going to be your last year? And how did you come to that?
Yeah, good question. We've been talking about it because I'm 74. We're both 74. And you start looking around and say, we're 74. Like, when did that happen? And because you're constantly in the moment of the season. And so this wasn't I'm healthy. She is, too. Not COVID or people say, you know, the college basketball is in horrible shape right now, and it might be, but that's not the reason. We just, about 2 months ago, said, is this really the time? And then we talked, you know how we are as a family. My 3 daughters, we sat down with them and had a really long talk, and before talking to anyone else, then I talked to the guys on my staff, and then it was a progression, Jay. It was a progression. And then finally I talked to my AD and then my college president, and I asked them that I would like to still coach this year, but that if once you make a decision, you not just make a decision, you have to how is it implemented? How does it work? And so we came up with this plan. Our school it's part of that plan. They wanted this, and I'm happy that we're going to try it this way. It's not just you're retiring, that's it, boom, it's over. And then I'm going to stay at the school as an ambassador and helping not just the athletic department but the university.
Coach, I'm so curious. How did you what attributes did you see in John Shire that made you know that he was going to be the next head coach at our school?
Well, first of all, as a player, he's just like you, not as good as you, but he's set that he is pretty damn good too, and he was a national champion, and he loved big moments. You know, no one, you know, you and Leighton are the two guys, and probably Reddick, that love big moments the most and were at your best. But John, I saw in him as a player the fact that he knew the game really well. It just natural. He just was, I call him a natural. And then he had an injury once he was trying to play pro ball, to an eye injury, that I was able to get him back early. Like, he's still a young guy. And so I've had him for 8 years, and I've just seen him grow and grow. In the last few years, he was my right-hand person, my associate head coach. And Jay, he's ready. You know, he's ready. And then with the help of Chris Carwell and Nolan Smith, who are also fantastic, you know, they'll do great. They'll have to add another guy or person, let's put it that way, on the staff at the end of the year. But he'll do well.
Coach, I've known you since I've been 16 years old. I mean, I can sit up here and talk all day long about how you've changed my lives, and you've changed countless lives. How does this process continue for you? Because I know that you do not plan on stopping touching people and, you know, transforming people.
Well, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time watching my grandchildren keep growing, 10 of them. But, you know, I've been very fortunate. Like, you know, I've been very proud of you in how you talk about crossing bridges in your life. You had a huge bridge to cross, and you did it, and it's one of the great stories. You know, a lot of my guys have great stories. It may not be as public. Some of them are great pros, but a lot of guys they just keep growing, and their families keep growing. And, you know, to keep up those relationships, you know, the fact that we have that means a lot to me. Last night when you sent that video of your kids and your little girl, hi, Coach K, and you were taking too much of the picture. You should have just put her on. And I'm with three daughters, I know she has you tied right around her any finger she wants. It's neat for me to see that in you. All you were used to be concerned about is scoring 30 points in a ball game. By the way, I was glad that you were concerned about doing that.
Well, you always taught me it was about something bigger than myself, and now I finally understand what you mean. I wanted to ask you, Coach, obviously, you know, we've been in some battles together. You've been in a ton of battles. Have you put into any thought about, you know, like a Duke, North Carolina, your last game at Cameron Indoor, what that moment will be like? I know when you describe moments, you always say goosebumps or the energy in the room feels different. Have you thought about what the energy is going to feel like this year?
Well, I actually brought it up in our press conference, not for Duke, North Carolina, but just to get the students back. We were one of the schools that had nobody, you know, not even parents at games, which, wow, that was so eerie. Yesterday when we had the press conference, it's in Cameron, the music's playing, there are people there. I told Mickey afterwards, I said, that's the first time I've been talking to people in Cameron. in a crowd like that. And so I gave a challenge to our students. I said, when you come back in August, let's get going, man. We need to make this play special again. So it's not just the Carolina game. It's every game that we're going to try to make in a moment.
Coach, I was telling Keyshawn yesterday that, you know, like, the first conversation I ever had with Kobe Bryant was about you. The first conversation I ever had with LeBron James was about you. You've built a bridge between so many stars. How do you put that into perspective? And does that kind of, you know, take to the next level about how you teach on communication and connecting the dots between people?
Well, I learned a lot in my 11 years coaching the U.S. National team, and I got a chance to coach more great players than anyone as a result of being that coach. And with Kobe, LeBron, I found out how smart they were, you know, how much they knew, and developing close relationships with them and the other guys was the key thing. I had great coaches helping me with Mike D'Antoni, Nate McMillan, Monty Williams, Tom Thibodeau, Jim Boeheim, and especially the pro. I let them do quite a bit. And my time, I spent a lot making sure one-on-one I was close with each one of the guys. You know, you always have a practice plan, and you've probably seen a lot of them. And for my practice plan for the U.S. team, it always included trying to see 4 to 6 guys touch them when they're shooting before practice, after practice, to sit down with them. It might be for 30 seconds, but I wanted to touch 4 to 6 guys. Again, talking to the team and all that, but personally, one-on-one, whether it's just joking around or whatever. And in a short period of time, we developed a really good culture. Those guys were terrific.
Well, Coach, I want to tell you, I know I've said this to you privately before, but if you're not in my life, I'm never where I am today. I mean, you praying with me when I went through my accident, the way you've pushed me in other ways, and I know I've been in the media, and it's been, you know, different at times, but the one thing I always know about you is that you always force me to be better, and you force me to think differently, and I just wanted to say thank you for changing me, and I love you, man, and I couldn't be prouder of the legacy that you left, and I just want to say that to you.
Well, thanks, Jay, and, you know, I've loved our relationship, and well, what you've done, you know, what you've done. I don't know if you know this. Dr. Gus White, they call him the Jackie Robinson of orthopedic surgery. He's up at Harvard. He's one of the great, great men in our country. And Gus just wrote a book on overcoming. And he used a short chapter, on a book that Jamie and I wrote, Beyond Basketball, and the chapter was about you and overcoming adversity, and that's the foreword to his book, and because and you can help so many people, Jay, because what you had to overcome was not just a physical injury, but a career, you know, a career that where you would have been an NBA All-Star. And instead, you become an all-star father, an all-star husband. You still got to work on this media stuff a little bit, all right? But I'm proud of that.
I got Coach, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I had to get a shot in. Right?
I know. It wouldn't be our relationship if you didn't get a shot in. That's why I enjoy it. All right, Alan.
All right.
Mike Krzyzewski, again, thank you very much. Congratulations on everything. And Jay, of course, he gets the shot in on you. We all do agree, too. You got some more work to do. But
was fun. That was
great.
Was fun listening to that.
Yeah.
Jay's still with us, though, right? Jay, you still with us? Yeah, okay. Jay's still there.
Yeah, I'm still with you guys.
Right,
I'm sweating, but I'm still here.
Yeah, well, I did want to ask you that because it you could sense, I mean, the connection between you two, obviously there, and it's amazing how no matter how old you get, he's still coach, right? He's still, that relationship kind of stays the same. But you did get a bit emotional there.
I was
at
about
the
to
end.
Say, go ahead, man. Yeah. Go and let it out.
You did get emotional at the end. What does this mean to you? Like, what do you think of? But you know, you spend this time talking to him, but also reflecting on your time together and what he means to you. So what does he mean to you?
I just feel like Alan, you know, Key, Monica, we live in this ecosystem where we love to categorize people by the plays that they call or the timeouts that they didn't call or the championships that they won. And I sometimes, you know, think that we forget to articulate how meaningful a lot of these coaches are to individuals that they mold. And I mean, look, I've known Coach K since I've been 16 years old, and the way I live my life are really by the principles that my mother and my father taught me, but were taken to a completely different level during my formative years with him. And I think, you know, could I have gone on and played in the league? And, you know, I know Key and I joke around because we're like brothers about, you know, things that happened or, you know, where you'll be at. But I never am the person I am today without that experience. And that experience really almost broke me. It like broke me. Like I almost tried to commit. I tried to commit suicide twice in my life. And so, you know, when you wake up after a horrific accident and you don't know what the hell has happened, and you see your coach alongside with your parents by your bedside praying for you, when you live next door to your coach, when you move back to North Carolina and you're doing rehab, and you have funny moments where you see him putting pine cones in his car because he's doing yard work, you build a bond with somebody and you recognize that this is basketball is so minute. You know, it gave me perspective about who I wanted to be and what kind of man and what kind of father I wanted to be and what kind of husband I wanted to be. And he was telling us before he's celebrating his 52nd wedding anniversary. I'm sitting there looking at my wife, and now can you guys know, like we joke around, like me and my wife both forgot our first anniversary. Like, you know, like we joking around because you're both so busy with different things. It just continues to set an example on the bar for me. He talks a lot about standards of excellence, and you know, I love, you know, people love to, you know, criticize or, you know, talk about, you know, what somebody doesn't do. But man, this man, his family has done so much right in my life. And I couldn't be more thankful. And I can't even put it into words. I could talk for hours about this, Alan.
Yeah, and what's so crazy about it, I love coaches like Coach K. I've obviously had the chance to meet him on numerous occasions. But coaches like that touch people in so many different ways, mm-hmm. in extension. They're so positive on the end. Look, they're going to have positive situations with their players, and they're going to have negative situations. Some guys are going to not withstand or want to be with a guy because they're not feeling like they're getting treated right, and they're going to go on about their business. But Coach K has way more positive players than he does negatives, and that outweighs it by far because – like Jay said, changing lives, not only does he change Jay life or other players, but his kids, yeah. his family, mm-hmm. just all of the sort of things to set a kid up for success.
Right.
And that's why I like coaches like that. Not just about winning. Winning is important, but it's so much other stuff. Being able to sit down and have a 30-second conversation with somebody is important as a player. Rather than the court being, you know how it is, Monica, yeah. whether the practice is over with, now you walk off the mm-hmm. court, the coach doesn't say anything to you. He just looks you up and down. He doesn't come over and say, come here, Alan, let me talk to you about this.
You heard him say that when he was, even with the USA basketball, if I spend 30 seconds with
yes.
a player, it's just having a personal connection
yes.
you know, on a daily basis, and certainly how important that is. And, Jay, I know, obviously, that's something very personal to you.
Yeah, and Alan, I was going to say one last thing before Monica. I would love to hear her opinion on the conversation, too. It is, you know, once again, next level, right? Like, we're all in our media careers. Obviously, we would love to have a career within media or coaching that Coach K had. Like, that's intoxicating every single day. We've all known people where we're like, Key, you and I both been like, for some coaches, like, all right, man, it's time. It's time now. It's time to start thinking, stepping away. For him to sit there and say, you know what? I'm going to step away because I want to spend more time with my family. Once again, puts things into perspective for me about, hey, you can go off, you can do all these other different things work-wise, you can accomplish these goals, but are you still putting your time in with your family, the most important goal that you've worked your entire life to strive for? Don't lose perspective on that. So he just continues to set the bar once again.
Mm-hmm. The perspective is so powerful, Jay, and I sort of joke that Mrs. Krzyzewski, Mickey, it's her time to shine, baby. We've been committed to this Duke program for 40 years. Bring it on home. Bring it on home. But on a lighter note, as he enters this final tour, what do you kind of think will be maybe one of the coolest or interesting receptions as he goes through, particularly the ACC conference this upcoming season?
Like, I got to tell you, Alan and Key and I were talking about this. I am dying for our show to go down to Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Key to a frat bar. We're going to do Jaeger bombs. We're going
to
hang out in Krzyzewskiville. And we're going to get a chance to – I would love to do our show from a Duke Carolina game and bring in former players, like guys like Grant Hill, Zion Williamson. I'm sure it's going to be crazy. And the amount of stars that come back, you know, I've always said, like, Durham to a degree was kind of like Hollywood for Key, right? Like, we've had so many celebrities come down there and visit games and see stuff. So to be able to share, and that was my last college game against Carolina. And I kind of, before I met Coach K, I wanted to go to Carolina. So I was trying to give them 40. So I guess to be able to come back and to live something like that, right, with our family, with our, you know, KJZ family, but then to experience the atmosphere and let Keyshawn see that, let Allen see that, let, you know, Evan Wilner see that, let Pat Costello see that, let our whole crew witness what that feels like. I mean, that would be the ultimate dream for us.
Yeah,
we got to make that happen. We're going to make that happen.
It's done. You don't even have to worry about it, man. We already booked that. That's already done.
I thought
you
was about to talk
trash
about Durham.
It's Keyshawn. We're going to go streaking in the quad.
I can't wait to see that. Remember, being the president of ESPN Sports, I have the ability to make things happen.
So it's already been rubber stamped and approved. Hey, Jay, I know, obviously, you've got NBA countdown tonight. You got a busy night, Mavs, Clippers, game six to discuss. But before we let you go and get back to your prep for all that, I do have to ask you about LeBron James, and you said he was going to have to be Superman. He was going to have to be the superhero to help the Lakers win. Is maybe Father Time catching up?
Key, where's the collection pot? Where's the collection pot so I can put in for the eulogy? I need to put in the money, extra money today. Today's a sad day. I feel you, Key. I feel your pain. I don't want to get into LeBron.
Hey, Jay, here, go right here.
Father Time. Okay. Preach to me, Lord. Go ahead.
You got to preach. You're fired.
Oh, hey.
You got to preach to me. I got my money waiting to give the church my money now.
Jason, just do one thing for me, brother. Mm-hmm. Make sure that when my deacon comes around that you handle things the correct way. We're not asking for your rent money. Mm-hmm. We're not asking for your bill money. But whatever you can give certainly can go a long way. You want to always make sure when you lose right. The Lakers are going to bounce back at some point in time. But right now, Father,
yes, Lord.
I would certainly say that LeBron Big James, King James as we like to call
LeBron
him,
Big James,
didn't come through for the 15th time. He was stopped at 14.
LBJ. It's hot in church. Oh, Lord. It's hot.
And the next time we see LeBron next October, he will be rejuvenated to a whole nother level. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Cryotherapy, amen.
Sister Monica, Brother Allen, they join me sending off the Lakers, the Knicks, the Wizards.
All of them gone.
Miami Heater in Cancun right now.
1-3-2-1.
Goodbye, Jimmy Butler.
3-2-1.
As long as the Brooklyn Nets are still alive.
Baptized in the Pacific.
We have hope in the NBA.
The NBA has a chance.
Yes, we have hope in the NBA. Now remember, the ratings, we have to keep them alive.
Officials, let them know, officials.
And as I close.
Bring us home, Pat.
The one thing I say, I want y'all to listen to me.
Listen up.
Clean. As my deacons go down that aisle, make sure, again, we don't want your rent money. We're not asking for your bill money. But whatever you can give so we can make sure that whatever free agents is out there that need to come to New York, we need that money to make it happen for the Knicks.
Cap space.
Because Allen, we got to have him around.
Under 25 for
it's
the agents.
It's daytime, John.
Daytime, Lord.
Monica,
private jet being sent.
Church,
no problem at all.
Time limit.
Woo!
We went way over the time limit.
Way over the time limit.
We should have been out of church.
Yes, commercial break.
That's
coming.
What happens, church. We
see y'all in the parking lot.
There's no hard out for God. There is no hard out for God.
Brother James couldn't nowhere Woo! Near Brother Kyrie and Brother Harden. Not even close. All right, I'm stopping, man.
Jay, man. God bless you, man. All right, Jay, we'll see you tonight. NBA Countdown.
Bye, Jay.
So did the outside noise lead AD to play in game 6? We'll get to that after Deacon Key has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in the ninth inning good? Okay, maybe not that damn good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $25 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys. Plus, no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot? Well, you can save when you can pay half. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Devin Booker, that dude. I'm just waiting 2 years from now, whatever it is, for him to land in L.A.
Hands it to Booker. Deep three straight away.
Oh, he got another one. Book it.
I mean, I've been working my whole life for this moment. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it wasn't time to shy away from it.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Kane picks it up, gives it to Kaminsky, top of the arc, hands it to Booker, deep three straight away. Oh, he got another one! Book it! 22 for Devin Booker. And it's 33-12, and another timeout has been called.
Booker left no doubt. That was the call, ESPN Radio. As the Suns eliminate the Lakers, 113-100 in Game 6 to take the series 4-2 in the first round. Devin Booker had 47 points, second most in NBA history to knock out a defending champ. Bob Pettit had 50 against the Celtics back in 1958 in the NBA Finals. As for the Lakers, they become just the sixth defending champion under the current playoff format. That's since 1984. To lose in the first round, LeBron James, his first time losing in the first round. Before that, he was 14-0. Also, first time he's been eliminated by an opponent in his own conference since 2010. The Clippers, now the other LA team, they face elimination tonight in Dallas, a game you can see on ESPN and also hear it on ESPN Radio. Good news, though, for the Clippers. Why? The road team has won all five games so far in this series. Bad news? The road team has never won the first six games of a series in NBA postseason history, so it's never been done. Again, coverage begins on ESPN Radio, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. On the ice, overtime wins for the Bruins and the Hurricanes in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins buried his third career overtime playoff goal to give the Bruins a 2-1 Game 3 win and a 2-1 series lead over the Islanders. Meanwhile, Carolina's Jordan Staal scored his third postseason goal in overtime with the Hurricanes to give them a 3-2 win over Tampa Bay. The Lightning lead that series 2-1. Game 4, both series Saturday night. SportsCenter brought to you by Mako. With Mako and their magic, your car is no longer tragic. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako. Didn't know I had bars, did you, Monica? And head to Mako.com to get an online estimate today.
The Los Angeles Lakers were pathetic. They were soft.
It was a horrible effort.
Everything that could possibly have gone wrong went wrong for the Lakers.
They pretty much just kicked our ass. I mean, there's nothing else really to say.
Oh! Booker cannot miss!
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster for us all year, especially with injuries.
LeBron and Anthony Davis out. The Lakers lost again.
How much ground do they lose come playoff time?
The Phoenix Suns have beaten the defending champion.
It's been mentally draining, spiritually, emotionally draining. And given everything we had up until this moment, made a better man win.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in with Key. Key, you said something, though, as we're watching on ESPN News. Why what?
I was going to say they got the clock ticking in the background. When he was walking through. I'm like, man, they need to stop that, man.
But you said something, though, as we're watching on ESPN News, the highlights and stuff, and then the season really turned for them. I know Anthony Davis' injury was a big deal, 21-6 before, and then obviously they fall to the seventh seed after. But LeBron James's injury, which was a freak accident playing the Hawks, Solomon Hill rolls up on his ankle, he gets the high ankle sprain, and he never was even close to 100% since there. And you said something in reaction to that, which is accurate, and people need to remember this.
Yeah, the narrative is set, and they're selling that LeBron James is breaking down and he's older and father time. It's like, it's a freak accident. If he was 22 years old and they rolled on him, it'd be the same issue. It's fortunate for him, he's never had to deal with that in his NBA career where somebody rolled on his ankle and all of a sudden it becomes a high ankle sprain.
And high ankle is worse than a regular lower ankle sprain.
But then the crazy part about it is people will then say, well, if he was younger, he could rehab faster and come back in the recovery time. And it's like, no, stop. I get it. We're tired of watching LeBron for 14 years make it into the playoffs and go to championships. But we needed AD and he was hurt. What?
Hi, I'm people. I am people. What you mean he never rolled it? He's rolled his ankle before in his career.
Yes,
but
not
like
that.
That's a high ankle.
Okay, so two things. I'm people because he's older, and yes, the recovery time and the toll.
See, I knew you were going to say that, though.
Key, you said it in our first segment this morning that it's not just about the time in which he plays, it's about the mileage on his body. Yeah,
yes, he was still cooking prior to that injury, and even after the injury to a degree, he still was coming back balling. He needed AD.
Oh, that is the bottom line. But at 36, 14 consecutive trips out of the first round, however many consecutive finals, your body does respond to injuries differently than it did when he was 22 or whatever when he first got to the league. That's a fact.
Science says that. But he's a machine. And by being a machine, he hasn't had soft tissue injuries other than the 2 years ago when he missed time when he first joined the Lakers.
The groin injury.
The groin injury. Yeah. Outside of that, this particular injury.
But that's now two times in the three years he's with the Lakers this late in his career.
Key, he was playing basketball. Like, what are you doing?
Now, Monica was a star at Georgetown. And so, Monica, I'm asking because you said rolled the ankle. Have you ever had a high ankle
plenty.
Sprain? Like, you had injuries, obviously, right? Every athlete does.
My ankle's cute now. I don't do that. My nail's long. My ankle's cute. I don't get hurt. I don't do that.
but there's a big difference, though, between the high ankle sprain.
Yes.
And the ankle sprain, which tape it up
but
and you play through it.
I would push back on both of you guys, though, because when his team needed him, which we saw last night, he was rebound, layup.
Yeah,
like,
he's still
you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yes, the injury is a part of the narrative. The age is now a part of the narrative. But when it comes down to it, LeBron is still going to be the best version of LeBron possible. We agree.
Yes.
The bottom line is they needed a healthy AD.
And they'll have plenty of time now with a long offseason. And we'll see if they do make any changes to the roster.
They're going
to
make some changes.
Yeah, you think so?
Rich Paul was on the phone last night driving back home.
Not Rich Paul.
It's Rob Pelinka is the GM.
What you mean?
Rich Paul.
Rob,
he's an agent in the league. What did he have to do with the Laker roster?
I didn't say anything other than Rich Paul was on the phone. I didn't say Rich Paul called players. I didn't say he called Rob Pelinka. I'm just saying he was on the phone having a conversation with somebody to make the roster better.
I just thought you were alluding to that for real Rich Paul and LeBron run the show. That's all. That's all I thought. But maybe
you could take it how you want, right? I mean, I think a lot of people would say – that the fact that there's five clutch clients that are currently on the Lakers.
So you said what you said, and I interpreted it. Don't try to play me like that, Keith. You know what you meant.
888.
You know what you meant. I ain't got time for this. He know what he meant, y'all. Y'all know what he meant.
729-379. Why you need to
because he got me
kick
off.
The leg up?
He's trying to act like I don't know. I know what you're doing.
Tyree is in Orlando on the Lakers. Tyree, what do you got?
Yes, how you guys doing, man? Glad to hear you guys picked up for me. How's everything going, Key?
Good, man.
You guys have some great points. But the one thing I think where the Lakers went wrong, they never upgraded their wing position, as I was mentioning to you kind of last time. We just had a little brief conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The wing player, they never tried to get anyone from 6'5 to 6'8. That's an athletic two-wing player.
Wasn't that what Kyle
player.
Kuzma is supposed to be?
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
He's not that guy. As we all can see, I mean, just like Key was saying earlier, we like the guy. He's a fun guy, I mean, but he is not athletic enough to be a great two-way player. They need some two-way players. If the Lakers would have really honed in on the roster and got some guys between 6'5 to 6'8 that are two-way wing players, and also AD, of course, staying healthy, the Lakers would have won the championship. I'm hoping Rob Pelinka, whoever knows that, notices that where the league is going. And that's why I think the Clippers always felt like they had it on the Lakers because they have so many of them.
Tyree,
so,
you got a guy in mind? Is there a guy in mind?
It is a couple guys that didn't even make that much money. And that's why I think people don't understand about the nuances of the game.
Give me a name.
I think a guy like Mo Harkless. I was calling for Alec Burke. Remember, he went to New York. He showed out pretty good. But he didn't make that much money this year. I was hoping Jeff Green would have came, but he went to New Jersey. I mean, Brooklyn, I'm sorry.
No, right.
I mean, those are the type of players I think the Lakers kind of have to get that is not very expensive, but they are good two-way players. That's a great point, Tyree.
The Lakers' defense was
– I was just
they start
say
breaking
that.
Down.
They were the best in the league.
They were the best defense in the league.
That is the one thing you can't escape from is in the first
– And then in terms of scoring, they had AD and LeBron to get the buckets. They need some shooters. But other than
KCP, Caruso, and them, they can catch and shoot. Like, that's all they can. What you mean? Don't
Markieff
mean.
Not like Markieff as well, but they aren't. Yeah, they weren't. Like, they don't have snipers. They
snipers.
Don't have,
I mean, like snipers.
They don't have a scorer either. Outside of AD and LeBron.
But I'm saying, AD and LeBron, you get them buckets with AD and LeBron, you get a sniper. You good to go.
And then a shooter was supposed to also be that third level of scoring and defense, both sides of it. But I agree with Keith. Like, before all the injuries, everything else, you can't forget, in the first quarter plus of the season, they were the best defense in the league. They had one of the best records in the league. And they looked like a team that was ready to win a championship. Then the injuries caught them, and they weren't able to recover.
And I think they'll be back.
Keyshawn J. Yeah, well, you expect
it. We took an offering for him. What you talking about?
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Commercial insurance through Progressive protects your business and your dream. Choose from over 30 coverage options at progressivecommercial.com. Coming up, let's play some Take It or Shake It, including a Curry who is still available to win a title. That's coming up next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Hey, it's Greeny and LeBron, and the Lakers are out. The Suns knocked them off in Game 6. What's next for LeBron, and what is next for his team? We'll talk about that and more. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Let's play Take It or Shake It. KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt, superstar at Georgetown, now superstar. Don't roll your eyes.
That was an aggressive eye roll.
What
too.
Was the poll they did? They said, all right, so the most popular, Patrick Ewing, Allen Iverson.
I thought you were talking about Rise and Shine.
Monica
about to get into that.
McNutt. Well, the Rise and Shine thing we still have to figure out. We got to get a teacher on, an English teacher will be able to clear this up.
Your wife?
No doubt about it. Fourth grade teacher, so she covers all bases when it comes to education.
Should we have known that by fourth grade? I guess, maybe. Grammar.
I don't know if you need the past tense of rise and shine.
Alan Yates is an English major.
That'll
and,
help.
And he so thinks it's rise and shone.
It's rose and shone,
rose
and that's
shone.
What I'm sticking to. I
it can't be rose and shone.
I believe it's rose and shined.
The sentence was DeAndre Ayton has, or DeAndre Ayton rose and shone.
How about we just make it easier? DeAndre Ayton is rising and shining.
No, that's
because he's still
that's
playing.
Yeah, he's still playing. He's not eliminated.
All right.
Unlike LeBron.
How about
DeAndre
a rise and shine moment? Leave the rise DeAndre. Out. Leave it rise out and just say shining. It's just simple. Let's go.
Answered
Let's play Take It or Shake It, Evan. Step on in.
Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. Guys, Coach K is on the Mount Rushmore, so there's only four. Mount Rushmore of all-time coaches. Take it or shake it.
All-time. So North American sports.
A sports period, yeah.
Ooh. All-time. Would he be on? So it's only four.
Shake it. Yeah, because, I mean, John Wooden was first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he was the first. Because he would be there. Do you bump him?
Who's on the list?
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
But it's so many coaches.
Red Auerbach. Like, if you're going with different sports, Red
Auerbach.
Right? They got to go, like, to that level football would be.
I mean, is it Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Vince Lombardi? The trophy's named after him. But Belichick could be that next guy.
It's like Coach K, Belichick.
This is the hardest thing to do. How dare you begin Take It or Shake It with something that difficult? We could do the whole segment on this.
Damn, people would argue.
Summer topic, bring it back.
You know, you say Red Auerbach, people will say, yeah, but Phil Jackson did it with two different ones. It's an argument,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Don't let me throw in some Geno in women's basketball.
You got Geno in women's basketball. Let's not forget about that.
I apologize for making you guys think on a Friday. How about Devin Booker is the most underappreciated star in the NBA? Take it or shake it.
Take it!
Take that.
No.
Take it.
I've been saying that for months.
Yes.
I think Devin is underappreciated.
Again, you are embedded in basketball.
He's underappreciated because he's yet to hit the big time.
Dating life.
I don't have anything to do with his personal life.
Pay attention to that.
Every time he's gone to L.A., he's bald. That's all I know. He cook us every time he's in the Staples Center.
Dude, I feel like even the casual fan knows that Book is a bucket.
I don't know if the casual fan is the star.
Because he just won a playoff series.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So
he was appreciated appropriately.
But even in the regular season, you start to develop that momentum and take it into the postseason.
That wasn't the question.
If he has a big second
then,
round,
you know,
now
then people start appreciating
and now
him
it
more.
Becomes like
so. Grammar, the question is the most underappreciated star in the NBA.
He still is.
Incorrect. He is appropriately appreciated.
No.
I disagree.
We take it.
Next.
Okay, Zach Wilson, quarterback of the Jets.
Jeez.
will have a better season than Daniel Jones, quarterback of the Giants.
Shake it.
Shake that.
I don't think so. I think that there's so much that got to go on with the Jets. Everything is so new. It's not that way for Daniel Jones. They bring in a couple pieces. They draft a guy or two. They sign a receiver. They got an offensive line shored up. He'll have a better year.
I'll tell you what, if he if Zach Wilson does,
then you're in trouble.
Daniel Jones is gone.
Yeah, the Giants are in trouble.
And so is Dave Gettleman.
Yes, absolutely.
Who is going to Rosenshone in this?
Never letting that go. I'm going to get you a T-shirt.
What did we decide? Rose and Shine. Rose and Shine.
Come on, Evan.
Rosenshine sounds like a pitcher.
Or a bad quarterback. Let's go. Either or.
Seth Rosenshine takes the mound. Speaking of Seths, Seth Curry will win a title before Steph Curry. Take it or shake it.
Ooh. Say it again?
So Seth Curry will win a title before Steph Curry wins another title.
Yeah, you can
take it or shake it.
Yeah.
Friday for all of us.
Shake it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think this is cool. It's all cute and everything, and Denver looks cool, but no.
Now, the Sixers would have to
Denver.
Then come out.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
I got you.
You know why I said Denver?
Yeah, I was like, huh?
You know why? Because I always get Rivers and Curry for whatever reason.
It's the light skin thing.
I didn't want to say it. You said it. But I always get them messed up. Yeah, Easy. Sixers, my bad. What do you mean?
I mean, there's a reason that Brent Forbes can also be a step splash brother.
I just always get them for some weird reason.
I don't understand this conversation. I'm just going to
I don't think you should chime in. Let me.
Just to be clear, we appreciate all levels of melanin. However.
Yeah, but we let me and her take this one, Alan. You stay out of it.
Let the Twitter people bash us.
Hey, I love all the melanin.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting
get them confused. But no, I don't think so. I think Steph is, you know, all the Sixers are cool, but
Sixers
will
lose to the Nets if they get there.
Yeah,
so
Brooklyn, man.
Steph will be back next year.
See, we learn so much from each other when we just listen.
I'm just going to do the billboard. Take it or shake it is brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
That was beautiful.
I'm getting old.
See, we learned things.
Are you
from
about
each other.
To retire?
This is what. Wow. Should he retire?
I mean, that's what you said earlier.
Is it time? Should we put a clock up on the screen?
Messing up names.
Is that what we should do?
I don't know.
What we should do is talk about the Nets in the second round and the Bucks and what that series is going to be all about. Maybe we'll do that next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.